Last month, the Refugee Support Center for Orange County, located in Carrboro, received a statewide award, the 2016 Peace Prize, from the North Carolina Peace Corps Association for its work assisting refugees in Orange County. The director of the Refugee Support Center is Flicka Bateman, and she joins us now on the phone. Flicka, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for asking me to join you.
And congratulations on the award, first of all. What does it mean for both you and the Refugee Support Center?
What it means for us is the recognition of refugees being an important reason to target resources in our community. And certainly we are very grateful for the $1,000 check that was given to us that came with the award. As a very small organization, we rely almost exclusively on donations and are very grateful for this. We receive no government funding.
So there are a lot of great nonprofit organizations that work every single day in Orange County, and there's a lot of great organizations that just fly under the radar. People don't necessarily even know that they exist or that they're doing great work every single day. The Refugee Support Center is located just off 54 in Carrboro. Tell us about it. What does it do on a daily basis? What are the services that it offers?
We offer walk-in as well as appointments to refugees for a variety of things. Specifically, every day we have citizenship classes. We also have in the summer free lunches provided by the school district. They deliver them to us and we distribute them to children and adolescents that qualify for the free reduced lunch during the year. So those are the staple things we do. However, our services vary very, very much. They can be someone walking in and wanting assistance yesterday, someone wanting me to call because they needed help in getting their child to a dental appointment because he was having a toothache. Someone else came in and was asking us to help them understand the phone call from their child's school. Someone else came in and was asking for help in getting to DMV to get a driver's license and help getting a tutor to help him study for that. We offer immigration services on a limited basis, which means that we have a certified BIA, Board of Appeals representative, who can do green card and citizenship applications for folks. We help people fill out applications for employment. We help them practice for interviews. We help them apply for Obamacare, for Medicaid, for food stamps. So a lot of it is just helping them navigate the system. We also provide, through some wonderful pro bono attorneys, some very limited legal services. We've been able to help some victims of domestic violence. We've been able to assist people to get to the right folks for filing for custody and divorce. So it's a real potpourri of services that we try to offer. We are not a resettlement agency. Those are designated NGOs that have contracts with the U.S. government. They receive funding. They make decisions. They place people when they are told by the government, you're going to be getting this family from the Congo. You're going to be getting this family from Burma. Resettlement agencies have legal jurisdiction and legal responsibility for the first 3 months. They're bound by contracts they have with the U.S. government. And the goal, according to the U.S. government, is that refugees will be self-sufficient in 3 months. Well, we know that's not true. Mm-hmm. That can't possibly be true. If I were plopped down in the middle of Turkey, I could not be self-sufficient in 3 months. So they still have just a plethora of needs and a real lack of knowing, where do I go to get assistance? People tell me, we don't like asking for help. We want to be able to speak English enough so that we don't have to come to you. And I think I love that attitude. I think that's a terrific attitude. And we really try as much as we can to foster self-sufficiency. Someone came to me Friday. Who will drive me to my children's appointments? And I said, where are they? They're at Carrboro Clinic. You can take the bus to Carrboro Clinic. I will help you get to an appointment where there's no bus service, but you can do this. You've done it before. So in small little ways, we try to build confidence and the sense that with some support and underpinning, you will be able to make it.
Speaking with Flicka Bateman, director of the Refugee Support Center, a comprehensive agency that helps refugees in Orange County, and just won a statewide prize, the 2016 Peace Prize from the North Carolina Peace Corps Association. Flicka, there's a lot of misconceptions about refugees nationally, obviously, and also here locally. So tell us, how many refugees are there in Orange County? Where are they coming from, and what challenges do they have?
Language is a very, very large challenge. A recent research study that I read showed that refugees rank as the highest challenge navigating the healthcare system. I see that all the time. I think some of the other challenges, again, are learning what's a check. How do you deposit a check? What do you mean I can't just get paid? What are taxes? How do I pay taxes? Who's reputable? How do I learn to drive? They don't understand apartments. What's a lease? What do you mean we don't pour grease down this hole where we wash our dishes? You know, they're not used to pipes that can get clogged. They don't understand what emergency signals are. For example, I had someone call me last summer, one Saturday, because a tornado warning went out, and he heard it, and it scared him. He knew there was something, but he didn't know what it meant. Little things that we take for granted are just huge obstacles for refugees.
Absolutely. How many refugees are there in Orange County?
That's a hard number to get one's head around, because some refugees are placed, again, by the resettlement agencies in other states, and then they move here to be near family or friends, or because they've heard this is warmer climate, whatever. And there's no way to officially count that. The estimate that's been arrived at is 1,000, and the majority of those at this point are from Burma. We are getting some from the Democratic Republic of Congo now, and there are a few from Bhutan and Iran and Iraq, but the most right now are from Burma.
We're speaking with Flicka Bateman again, our Refugee Support Center located in Carrboro. How did you get involved with the organization?
Refugee family from Burma moved across the street from my husband and me in January of 2000. They had three adolescents. I took them under my wing, tutored them, taught them to drive, from which I'm still recovering, and said, what do you mean you're not going to college? The issue is, where can we get you in that will give you the most money? One of them went to Lewisburg College, transferred to UNC, graduated with a degree in biology, works at the Leinberger Cancer Center as a histotechnician. A second one went to the University of South Georgia and got a degree in technology, now works at the school district as a full-time translator. And the youngest child went to Greensboro College, got a degree in chemistry, and works at the School of Medicine in a research program studying retinopathy in diabetics. So what that experience taught me was, with support, with motivation on their part, and frankly, with a little luck, really good, positive things could happen to refugee families who, living in camps, thought there was no hope for the future. This family became the poster child for me, and it made me want to get more involved. They introduced me to more refugees, and these refugees, I would go visit one, and there would be a line outside the apartment saying, can you please read this piece of mail from me? Can you please help me what this note from the apartment complex says? Can you please help me figure out how to get a bed for my child? And so I just realized that there was just a real gap in services after they had reached their three-month limit with their original resettlement agency. And these resettlement agencies are wonderful. I mean, they are the first to say there's no way these folks are self-sufficient at the end of 3 months. But, again, they're bound by what the government says in terms of, you know, we need to get you ready to take more refugees.
And how long has the Refugee Settlement Center been around?
We opened in July of 2014.
And in that time, what is a story that you can tell that really speaks to you about the importance of the organization?
So many. Okay. We had a family of five. The mother was diagnosed with cancer, has been in treatment, is in remission right now. Her husband had a prosthetic limb that had been given to him in the camp. It was a very crude device, and there were three children in the family. The husband was trying to work, had real trouble working because he didn't have a proper prosthesis. And so we were able, with volunteers taking him to UNC, taking him to PT, taking him to the prosthetic clinic over almost a year to help him get a proper prosthesis. He's now able to work. We were able to get his children tutors so that they are now getting help in school. And we're able to provide someone to go with the mom when she goes for her oncology appointment. So to me, that was a real success, and it helped in several different ways with refugees.
Well, it really is a terrific organization and a well-deserved prize. We got to let you go here in just a second, but before we do, how can people get more information about the Refugee Support Center? How can people help? How can people get involved?
Well, they can visit our website, www.refugeesupportcenter.org, and they can see what the services are. They can look on the tab that says Get Involved. We ask that folks fill out an application if they want to volunteer. I could use a few more tutors right now, especially adults. We have a large group of UNC students who tutor, and that's been fabulous. But they are going to be winding up pretty soon because their exams are coming at the end of April, and I've still got a waiting list for folks that want tutors either for themselves as adults or for their children. There's also a place where they can make a donation. We've never turned down a donation, so that would be another way people could get involved. I wanted to say one more thing, if I could. I didn't mention the sort of emotional toil and stress that these folks go through. They've all had traumatic experiences in their native land, seen much violence and many losses. They come here anxious, scared, homesick, worried, and they, in my opinion, are the bravest people I know. I wish everyone could get to know a refugee just because I think it would lift their spirits and make them even more an advocate for this underserved, in my opinion, by the U.S. group of people.
Again, refugeesupportcenter.org is the website. Really terrific organization here in Orange County, and I'm so glad that I know about it. And I'm so glad that it's here in the community, because another one that I think we take for granted when it exists, but it's so important for so many people. Felica Bateman, Director of the Refugee Support Center for Orange County, thank you so much for joining us.